إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، then we're sitting in the house of our brother حفظه الله تعالى, who has made us welcome, and he has served us with the best of hosting, as did the rest of you brothers, the few of us that were sat here with our brother, the Ustad Dr. Murtaza Baksh حفظه الله تعالى, and our brother Abu Hakim Bilal bin Ahmed Hafidhullah. There's not really much to say apart from the brotherhood and the good brotherhood that we experienced, due to the fact that we are upon the same path, that we are upon the same path, the path of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. This is the path that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us upon, as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, when he said, خَطَّى لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ خَطَّى, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew for us a line. فَقَالَ هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ, and he said, this is the path of Allah. ثُمَّ خَطَّى خَطُوتًا عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ, then he drew lines to the right, and then he drew lines to the left, and he said, هَذِهِ سُبُلٌ مُتَفَرِّقًا, all of these other lines, they are lines of divergence and differing. عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ شَيْطَانٍ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ, and upon the head of each one of these paths there is a shaytan that calls to it. And then he recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ, and he recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow the other paths, for they will divide you away from his straight path. This is the path that we are upon, and this is what brings us together. Just as the Prophet ﷺ said, that whomsoever loves for Allah, and he hates for Allah, and he gives for Allah, and he takes for Allah, then indeed he has perfected Iman. Our love is for Allah, my brothers. Our coming together is for Allah. Our hate is for Allah. Our giving is for Allah. Our taking is for Allah. Meaning that our whole life revolves around this muraqabah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over you, watching you. That you love each other for his sake. You are merciful to the creation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are individuals who are upon this unity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down as an asl min usul al-Islam. From the foundations of the religion of al-Islam is to be united upon the haqq. وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِهَبْلِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ عَادَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قَلُوبِكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and be not divided. And remember when you were enemies one to another, and by the grace of, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought your hearts together, and by the grace of Allah you became brothers one to another. Our brotherhood is based upon the fact that we found Salafiyya. We found the path of Sunnah. We recognized that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us upon that muhajjatul bayda, qad taraktukum ala al bayda layluha kanahariha, that I have left you upon clear proof, a clear white plain. This muhajjatul bayda, a clear white plain, meaning clear proof, hujjah, bayyana. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, its night is like its day, meaning there's no darkness in it, there's no cloudiness in it. This is what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us upon. And no one strays from that path except that he is destroyed. And then he said, of course, later on in the same hadith, whomsoever man ya'ish minkum fasayara ikhtilafan kathira, that whomsoever lives for long from amongst you, then he will see a great amount of differing. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا عَرَفْتُمْ مِنْ سُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْمُحْدَثَاتِ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold on to my sunnah, he said, when the differing begins, and there's this ikhtilaf and kathira, this great amount of differing and controversy, then hold on to my sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided successors after me, Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Stick to their path. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said, and beware of the muhdathatul umur, beware of the newly invented matters, for every newly invented matter is an innovation. So this is what we gather upon. This is what brings us together, recognizing the haqq and holding onto it and holding it more beloved to anything else, that we love each other more than we would love even our own blood brothers and sisters, on the basis of what? That the brotherhood of Salafiyya and Iman upon the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum is worth more to us than even our own blood brothers and sisters who are not upon the Sunnah. Though we give them da'wah, though we call them to the truth, though we have that desire for them to be guided, just like the Anbiya and the Rusul, like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Abu Talib, like the Ibrahim alayhi salam with his father, like Lut alayhi salam with his family, with his son and with his wife, like, you know, with Lut alayhi salam with his wife, like Nuh alayhi salam with his son. Yes, we have desire to guide our families, that we want them guided, and we have this immense, intense desire within our hearts to have others guided. But when we recognize a person of sunnah, it is as if we have found a limb of our body that is with us. This is how we should be, and this is how we should remain. I encourage you, barakallahu feekum, to proceed upon what you are doing, to continue with your da'wah in the Urdu language, in that which you are transmitting to a nation of millions and millions of Urdu speakers. Look at the doors you are opening up by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doors that you are opening up in places like India and Pakistan and other places where they speak Urdu. In the West, where there are large Urdu-speaking minorities, in America, in Europe, throughout the whole of Europe, the United Kingdom. These avenues, these doors that you are opening up, that really for a long time have remained closed. It doesn't mean that Dawah wasn't there in Urdu. Yes, it was there. But for a long time, there's been a lot of fawda, a lot of cloudiness, a lot of confusion. And by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you supported your brother, Dr. Murtaza, you supported him and you aided him. And he was given an avenue by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing that we do ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors, opens the pathways to give da'wah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this pathway for you. And, you know, it's like and it's ajeeb the way that things happen. You think to yourself, how did I end up here? How did I end up here? How, you know, from the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah brings people from, you know, different parts of the world to sit in a house in one part of this city that you are living in, and you sit in a house and a man gives you a dars. And you think, 6 months ago I was 4,000 miles away, 3,000 miles away. 10 years ago I didn't even know where I was. I didn't know my deen, I didn't know anything. Now I'm sitting here aiding. You know, I'm transcribing, or I'm distributing, or I'm recording, and or I'm inviting people to come and listen. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up and creates that environment where da'wah can flourish. Like Ahmed in Baghdad in the 3rd century, or Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah in Damascus in Syria in the 8th century, or the likes of Barbahari in the 4th century, or Lalaka'i in the 5th century, and Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab in the 13th century. And you think to yourself, subhanAllah, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the avenues, makes a place, an environment, so that the da'wah can become dynamic, that it spreads from one small location to the whole dunya. Thousands of miles away, people are listening to something that you recorded, that you enabled with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And though we are several thousand miles away from you, we are with you. We are with you. Even though we are far away, we are with you. We are closer to you than many of thousands of people that are around us in our city. We have a greater affinity and closeness to you, and that attraction to you in terms of love and muhabba, fillah, than we do to tens and thousands of people around us, because they are not people of sunnah. And we are closer to you, even though this could be the first time possibly that some of you we have met, or several of you maybe two, three times. But we are closer to you, more closer than people that we see on a daily basis. Why? Fillah. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we drink from the same well. We take from that same pure spring. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of you is my generation, then those who follow them, then those who follow them. We are drinking from the same spring. So whether you are drinking in Jeddah from that same spring of the Sahaba and the Qurun Mufaddala, the most virtuous generations, or whether you are drinking it in, you know, Timbuktu, or whether you are drinking it in South Africa, or in Australia, New Zealand, United States, Pakistan, India, so long as we are drinking from that same well, we are together. Our hands are in each other's hands. Barakallahu feekum. So I encourage you with those words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm and truthful upon sidq, and give us sabr, and sustain us upon ikhlas up until we meet him. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Bismillah walhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والا وبعد. There's not much more to add to that which our brother Abu Khadija حفظه الله has mentioned, other than perhaps a reflection upon a hadith, statements of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as occurs in the hadith of سهل بن سعد الصاعدي رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. When you mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Bada al-Islamu ghariban wa sayyoodu ghariban kama bada fatuba lil-ghuraba." That Islam began as something strange, and it shall return to being something strange. So give glad tidings to the strangers. And that there are various riwayat and various versions of the hadith. But on an occasion, in one of the riwayat, the companions, they asked the Messenger of Allah ﷺ concerning these ghuraba, who these strangers are. Islam began as something strange, it shall return to being something strange. And so he said, glad tidings to the strangers. In one version of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ described them as being nuzza'un min al-qaba'il, yani groups from various tribes. In another version, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, unasum salihuna qalil fi unasi su'in kathir, man ya'sihim akthar min man yuti'ahum. That they are a small group of righteous people among a large group of wrongdoers, evildoers. Those who agree with them are much less than those who disagree with them. And if you look and travel across the globe, and you sit in the various gatherings of Ahlul Sunnah, whether the large gatherings or the small gatherings, you'll see this characteristic is present among them. Nuzza'un min al-qaba'il, yani they are individuals from varying tribes, varying peoples, and that they are a people who remain steadfast upon the haq, steadfast upon the truth, though there are many who oppose them. Just as the Prophet ﷺ, he said, in that which is established upon the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خاذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. There will never cease to be a ta'ifa, a group from among my ummah, manifest upon the truth, not being harmed by those who oppose them or those who forsake them. And oftentimes this kalima and this part of the hadith is overlooked. But there will be many who will be with Ahlul Sunnah and then eventually forsake them for some reason, oftentimes some foolish reason. But opposing the haqq, ikhwan, based upon jahl, based upon ignorance. And so it is a ni'mah that Allah Azza wa Jal has united us upon the haqq, regardless of where we are across the globe. And you'll find that when Ahlul Sunnah come together, their hearts automatically, they are magnetized one to another. It is as though we have known each other for years, even though we may just have met. But the affair of jahl is what is killing individuals who either, number one, were upon the haqq at some stage, or number two, never ever understood it or saw it or were upon it. And they are killed and destroyed by jahl. As Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in his Nuniyah, al-jahl, da'un qatilun wa shifa'uhu amrani fi at-tarkib muttafiqani nasun min al-kitabi aw min as-sunnati wa tabibu dhalika al-alim al-rabbani. That jahl is a da', is a sickness that kills. وَشِفَاؤُهُ and its cure أَمْرَانِ فِي التَّرْكِيبِ مُتَّفِقَانِ. That there are two affairs that come together and are united. نَصٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ أَوْ مِنَ السُّنَّةِ وَطَبِيبُ ذَلِكَ الْعَالِمَ الرَّبَّانِ. A text from the book, a text from the sunnah, and the tabib, the doctor that administers that cure, is al-alim al-rabbani. And so it is a ni'mah from the ni'mah of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah Azza wa Jalla facilitated ease for us to unite upon the sunnah, number one. Number two, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us to be from students of knowledge who have a love and a desire for ilm. And number three, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us to take from and have love for those ulama al-Rabbaniyun who the Salaf of this Ummah constantly called us towards. And those who they said concerning them, al-barakatu ma'akabirikum, that the barakah, your blessing, the ni'mah and the barakah is with your elderly mashayikh, your elderly scholars. So there's a ni'mah from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah Azza wa Jalla has united us upon this way and upon this path, regardless of where we are. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to keep us steadfast upon it, hatta nalqah, until we meet him. That perhaps one day, ikhwan, we look back in Jannah and we say, remember when we used to, I remember that time in Jeddah, I remember when we were in England, I remember the halwa that we ate that day. That we look back, ikhwan, and we reminisce about the dunya after Allah Azza wa Jalla has rewarded us with and through his mercy with Jannah. Nasal Allah Azza wa Jalla yajma'ana fi dari karamatihi. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allah yahfazkum.